The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver, and they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now, it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now, it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com. All right, thanks, Scott Shannon. Happy Friday, and thanks to all of you here at TAC. If, in fact, they start losing the war. Oh, okay. We're supposed to go in a corner and cower in fear because of a threat from a maniacal, murdering madman. But by the way, and don't take this to mean I think that America should be bearing the financial brunt of the battle in Ukraine, because I think we've already done way, way, way more than our fair share. And I'm sick and tired of Western Europe not stepping up. This is their backyard. This is not our backyard. Why do we always end up paying the freight? I'm fed up with all of it. You know, at some point, there's got to be some fiscal responsibility. We'll get into this. You know, Democrats are trying to claim that the debt ceiling, the full faith and trust and force of the American government is hanging in the balance. No, it's not. It is not. And it's not going to be for many, many months. White House saying they won't negotiate with McCarthy? Oh, okay. Then don't expect to deal with McCarthy and the Republicans that run the House, because they're not going to be a little while today. You know, I saw this article. We went through this week, Davos, you know, the resort, you know, playground of the rich and famous. You ever been to Davos? Ever been to Switzerland? I've never been to Davos. I've never been to Switzerland. I don't think I was in Europe until Fox sent me to London in my whole life, then Helsinki, then Singapore. I was telling a friend of mine, where do you like to vacation? And I'm like, Florida. And they go, Texas. And then I go, yeah. And they, no, where have you traveled to? And I'm like, well, I went to Iraq once, and I went to Israel many times, and let's see, I've been to Vietnam and Singapore and Helsinki. And
so honestly, we stopped in Ireland. So you've been Ireland, Finland.
Stop for Ireland to refuel.
I didn't say why we were there. I just said we were there. You can parse it if you want. I consider it being in Ireland. I love Ireland. And I've never been there. So I want to say I was there. At least I stopped
okay,
over, right?
My passport. Right. So, but, and then I said, well, so that's, well, where have you ever gone for vacation? This is not that long ago. And I'm like, well, I just told you. what foreign countries have you visited? And I said, I just told you the foreign. And they go, what is wrong with you? And I'm like, I don't have time to, you know, I'm too busy. I was too busy for years raising my kids. And by the way, that never stops. You think it ends when they graduate. It does not. I promise you. If you're a parent, don't be stupid like me and think, oh, my kid graduated college. Now I'm home free now. I'm an empty nester. That's total, complete Adam Schiff. It just is not real. So we went over this week, this Davos. I've never been to Davos. Maybe I'll go to Switzerland one day. That'd be a nice trip.
Switzerland is beautiful, I'm just going to say.
Mm-hmm. I have to go to a wedding, as you know. And then there's, I don't know when we're going to talk about the other wedding.
You can talk about the wedding.
Go ahead. Tell everybody your news.
You told them last week.
That's right. I forgot. Well, anyway, Linda's wedding.
So anticlimactic.
I think I'm gonna go to the wedding, but I don't know if I'm gonna stay for the reception.
So lame.
Oh, come on. Do I have to stay for the whole thing? Here's the deal.
Do me a solid, please. I beg of you. Okay? You either come or you don't come.
No, I want to come to the wedding.
You either come for the day.
I'll stay for the cocktail hour.
I've been with you 18 years. If you are unable to allocate a half a day for the biggest day of my life.
Oh, good.
By all means, stay at home.
And I'm also offering, for the sake of knowledge for this audience.
Oh, yes. Please offer. I can't wait to hear it.
I offer a significant financial incentive. And
do you want to buy our friendship?
No. I'm saying you can either have the money or my presence. And I think
I'll take your presence.
What did you do the last time?
Ew. Do we need to talk about those two things in the same breath?
Sorry.
Wow.
That was bad.
Wow, you suck big time.
You can hit the dump button.
No, don't dump it. Leave it in, because you know what? I'm going to use that. I'm going to tell you right now. You're definitely coming now. You're going to stay for all 8 hours. It's going to be a splendorous day. You're welcome.
Oh, gosh.
Anthony and I can't wait to see you.
I would so rather give you the money.
Oh, you stepped in it there, brother.
I would so rather give you the money. You know, I really would.
You in your boogie-woogie shoes. You're going to show me what you got. I can't wait.
Yeah, okay. You know that's not going to happen.
Oh, it's totally happening.
It's not happening.
It's totally happening.
All right, so we went over Al Gore and what a lunatic he is and, you know, his previous proclamations. You're happy. You think you won now. Now I have to go to the wedding. No, now I'm stuck.
Oh.
I'm stuck.
I am stuck. You are like Joe Biden and Hunter Biden in a locked garage with an old Corvette and a bag of crack.
What do I hate the most in the world to have to attend?
Well, I hope you're not going to say my glorious, beautiful wedding.
Right.
That would be really awkward, considering you just mentioned my first wedding.
But you took the money the last time. That's the point. I gave you the money.
First of all, I did. First of all, yes, I took the money. Yeah. Did we get? I took the money.
But I gave you a choice.
Wait.
It's a good choice.
Hold on a minute. I got to stand up for this. I need to stretch. It's going to be a good one. Let's get something very straight. I said to you, and I quote, listen, you were a wedding bartender. I was a wedding singer. I know you don't feel like coming. I feel you, this and that. And you said to me, and I quote, I would love to come to your wedding. You're super fun. And I said, oh, really? And you were like, yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. So then I thought you were kidding. I didn't send an invitation. To which you then found out other people got invitations. And you said, you seriously didn't invite me to your wedding. And I said, no, you told me you didn't want to come. So then I had a giant invitation made just for you. It was a life-size poster version of my wedding invitation. Right. And you said to me, I'm not going to that. The hell I want to go to a wedding for? This was ridiculous.
But what do I offer either? I'll come or I'll give you a big gift.
That whole conversation is your version of events. But what actually happened
is what I'm saying. You know that I do that to everybody. And what does everybody choose?
I know some other people whose weddings you went to.
I know, I got stuck.
And I thought that I was on par with them, but I may be confused. Perhaps I am. Would you like to educate me on my status?
Oh, no. Apparently, I'm going.
I can't wait to see you. What kind of suit are you going to wear?
I can't.
You got a double-breasted vest?
No, I'm not wearing a tie? I'm not wearing a freaking tie, and I'm not.
Let's get a nice tight tie right around the neck.
I'm wearing jeans and a shirt and a jacket. That's it.
Cowboy tuxedo, baby.
Oh, good grief. So happy for you. Listen, I'm just being honest. I'll admit I'm a complete loser. Ask sweet baby James and
my
sister.
You're not a loser. You just don't want to go. You want to do what you want to do, which is to eat wings and watch football.
Pretty much.
Yeah, okay, so I'll get you a special dinner just for you. I'll say you have a food allergy. And
ask sweet baby James. He and my sister have been living with me for like an eternity now, waiting for their new home. And finally, they got their CO. And I don't even want them to leave because I used to do my own food shopping. Lately, I have not done it.
Oh, now you have a big sister to do it for you.
Oh, yeah. And I fixed how she makes. She made horrible chicken soup. I've taught her how to do it.
Yeah, just salt and water.
Mm-hmm. No, chicken bouillon cubes, the right amount
chicken
of them.
Salt.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what bouillon is.
And all these things, and I'm actually now going to miss them if they leave. I have company.
I'm going to send you a case of bouillon so you can ease the pain.
But I don't leave my house all week except, you know, now I'm doing the audience show on Fox because I like to do it. And I actually realize how much I miss people.
I know. We'll do an audience show at my wedding. Well, bring the people
in. That's the problem when I go to a wedding. I get caught in a corner, and I get stuck in one spot, and I take selfies, which, by the way, I am grateful to my audience to do.
I tell you what.
And then I feel like I become a distraction.
I'm going to tell you what.
I don't want to be selfish.
I think my dress outweighs your famousness. Thank God. However, putting that aside, I will make a special announcement.
No, stop. No. I would never
that
do
says
that.
There's a person here who may or may not be Sean Hannity.
It could be a super spreader event, but go ahead.
Oh, for God's. You know what?
Is it indoors or outdoors?
You got issues. I'm put your table on the roof. You'll be fine.
Put me outside. I'm sitting out there alone. All right. I'm happy for you. And yes, I'm going to make every effort to come.
Oh, no. You'll make the effort.
Goodbye.
And then you'll appear.
Can I talk about the issues now?
I don't know. This is a pretty big one.
I've never seen somebody so desperate to talk about the debt ceiling debate. Oh, my God.
I love you all so equally right now. By the way, you notice all the hostility comes out the month after Christmas bonuses, the month before Christmas bonuses.
Oh, I can return the bonus to you so that you can come to the wedding. It's not a problem.
Oh, stop it. You're not returning the bonus
I'm
that
just
you
saying,
earned.
That's what I'm here for.
No, but I'm saying this, the conduct leading up to the bonus is usually a little different. Then as soon as the bonus is received, then all of a sudden all the hostility that's been
building
up now comes out.
That should be a signal to you
out.
To give us quarterly bonuses, so we'll
Maybe
just be
I
nice
should've.
To you all around the year.
Okay, well, so instead of works. One big check, I'll just cut it up four
I think
ways.
That I should go on the record and say that my hostility has been even. It's always a lot. It's just even
that's true.
The whole time.
You're pretty even in I'm your hostility. Even. Can I do my show now?
I think you should do your show. I heard you had a great monologue today.
I did.
Rumor has it.
So here's the article in the Daily Mail. Here's the headline. How Al Gore made $330 million with climate alarmism. He made a fortune after losing to George W. Bush, set up a green investment firm. The firm is now worth $36 billion, pays him $2 million a month, and warns about rain bombs and boiling oceans, which we've been playing all week. Now, this idiot that made $300 million lying to the world, you know, in 2000, you know, claimed that Mount Kilimanjaro will no longer have snow by 2010. It is now 2023. It still has. I can report there's plenty of snow on Mount Kilimanjaro. 2006, all the glaciers in Glacier National Park will be gone by 2013. That's 10 years ago. The glaciers, they're still there. 2007, Gore warning of a planetary emergency and how the planet has a fever. 2009, he said 75% of the entire polar ice cap will melt in the next 5 to 7 years. Well, according to NASA, massive gains to the ice sheet starting in 2015. This guy, and this is how much money he's made over this? By spewing these outright lies? And then it gets worse. Because I'm frustrated as hell with all this globalism. You know, you, the American taxpayers, you're paying for all this crap. All of it. All these organizations, many of them anti-American organizations. You know, you look at the United Nations. How many of you know we pay $7 billion every year, more than every other country on Earth by far? We contribute $600 million to the World Health Organization. The Chinese Communist Party's propaganda arm on COVID. They don't pay anything near this amount of money. $250 million to the useless IAEA, International Atomic Energy Agency. $26 million to the World Trade Organization. You got to be kidding. We're paying for the World Economic Forum. Why are we paying all this money to international globalists that hate conservatives, that hate America, that want to advance their climate alarmist cultism and indoctrination, that's waste, fraud, and abuse is obscene in terms of the money. And I'm sick and tired of, you know, and then, of course, underneath it all is nothing to do with the environment like the New Green Deal. It's all about worldwide economic, one world government socialism. Why are we a part of this? And we are part of the very lucky chosen ones. It's almost extraterrestrial. By fate, God has brought us to save the planet. Okay. All the thousand, you know, private jets. And I'd love private jets. Go get a private jet if you can afford one. Good for you. I mean, but for crying out loud, don't tell me I can't eat meat and you're flying in your private jet to Davos to go to this stupid worldwide economic, be a communist socialist forum and I hate America forum. That's all this is. Madness.
With everything going on in the world today, the war, the inflation, the geopolitical tensions, $33 trillion in national debt, it's no wonder people are looking to diversify their savings with gold and silver. But who does Sean Hannity choose for his gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver for Sean Hannity listeners. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Now, nowadays, 20 bucks barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean. That's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Have you thought about building a pool? Well, you can get more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa from our friends at Master Spas. In fact, right now you can save up to $2,000 that you will get off during their global sales event this month only. The Michael Phelps Swim Spa is not just a hot tub. It combines all the best features of a hot tub like hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, paired with the perks of a pool like a spacious swimming area, with a high-performance water current for convenient exercise. Linda, you love Master Spas.
You know, they're not kidding. It has a huge swimming part. It has a huge spa part. I mean, the division between the two are amazing. The kids are swimming. Anthony and I can hang out in the spa. And you can flip between the two sides. You can take breaks. You know, it's just, I cannot say how often we use it all year round. And it's so much fun. And you can do it at night. It has an awesome, beautiful lighting system in it, too. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing for the whole family.
Go to MasterSpas.com, enter the promo code Hannity, upper right-hand corner. You can save up to $2,000 off your Master Spa. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, MasterSpas.com.
With everything going on in the world today, the war, the inflation, the geopolitical tensions, $33 trillion in national debt, it's no wonder people are looking to diversify their savings with gold and silver. But who does Sean Hannity choose for his gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver for Sean Hannity listeners. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Now, nowadays, 20 bucks barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean. That's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Have you thought about building a pool? Well, you can get more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa from our friends at Master Spas. In fact, right now you can save up to $2,000 that you will get off during their global sales event this month only. The Michael Phelps Swim Spa is not just a hot tub. It combines all the best features of a hot tub like hydrotherapy, comfortable seating paired with the perks of a pool like a spacious swimming area, with a high-performance water current for convenient exercise. Linda, you love Master Spas.
You know, they're not kidding. It has a huge swimming part. It has a huge spa part. I mean, the division between the two are amazing. The kids are swimming. Anthony and I can hang out in the spa. And you can flip between the two sides. You can take breaks. You know, it's just, I cannot say how often we use it all year round. And it's so much fun. And you can do it at night. It has an awesome, beautiful lighting system in it, too. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing for the whole family.
Go to MasterSpas.com, enter the promo code Hannity, upper right-hand corner. You can save up to $2,000 off your Master Spa. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, MasterSpas.com.
Gas prices through the ceiling.
Ridiculous.
Food shortages.
And a world in crisis.
The world is saying to Russia, stop these attacks immediately.
And Joe can't form a sentence.
Chocolate, chocolate chip.
We got all the latest news and updates for you right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Let me give you an example. So $7 billion annually on the UN, anti-Semitic, anti-American, and all. Oh, and who's on the Human Rights Commission this year? You know what? Let's see. Russia, China, North Korea, Iran. You know, we spent $61 million on this World Economic Forum. Well, what did we learn this week beyond the fact that Al Gore thinks that the oceans are boiling and we have rain bombs out there in the world? Here you have former British Prime Minister Tony Blair saying there needs to be a global database for vaccinations. Hey, Tony, go jump in a lake. And we're paying for this crap. Why are we paying for this crap? You have one speaker calling for 1 billion people to stop eating meat for innovation and the environment. Meanwhile, they got 1,000 private jets there. No, I wouldn't care about the, I don't care about the private jet. If you're not a hypocrite telling me not to eat meat, I eat paleo. All I eat is meat. You know, or that idiot, you know, climate warrior John Kerry says, was asked about and confronted with his use of private plane. I fly commercial. You're a liar. You don't, you very rarely for appearances, you might do it once in a while. You know, you know, and then Biden, Kerry is out there on behalf of Biden calling for a World War II like mobilization. And yet he considers themselves the chosen people of the world to save the planet. Jamie Dimon, J.P. Morgan, the only one with a brain, says oil and gas is here to stay. Period. You know, let's be honest. Davos is an echo chamber. Right. Why are we paying for it? So stupid. I'm not giving up my meat. I'm not giving up oil, gas, and coal. Get real, people, and leave us alone. You pay for it. 25 to the top of the hour. Happy Friday. Thank you for being with us. I'm going to get to your calls later in the program. You'll also meet an FBI agent. This goes to the heart of Jim Jordan's investigation in judiciary, and that is whether or not the FBI has been politicized. We know there are dozens of whistleblowers that will be coming forward. One that has already come out, her name is Nicole Parker, wrote a column on FoxNews.com, Why I Left the FBI. And it's very powerful. One of many stories you'll hear. Also, Congressman Mike Waltz will talk about the debt ceiling battle in a second. Hey, listen, if you haven't gotten Legacy Box, think about this. Imagine if you and every family member, you spend a little time. You go through your attic, you go through your basement, you go through your garage, you go through your closets. find every family picture, every family videotape, every old camcorder tape, every film reel, and you put it in the Legacy Box. You order the Legacy Box by going to legacybox.com/Hannity. Then you send it on out like millions before you, and they will digitally hand digitize, everything's done by hand, and preserve all of your family's memories in perpetuity. You know, generations from now, your great, 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 great grandson and daughter are going to see what you look like. Wouldn't that be cool if you could go back and see what your relatives look like? Well, now they will be able to, because you were smart enough to go to legacybox.com and preserve these family memories for generations to come. I mean, think about how cool that is. I wish I thought of this company. Anyway, you can kick off the new year right. Rescue your family's most cherished memories. Go to legacybox.com/Hannity and take advantage of this offer. It is exclusive, and there's only a limited number of them available now. Legacybox.com/Hannity, and you're going to, your family's going to love you for doing this. Anyway, so this is the stuff we're paying for. I mean, it's unbelievable. Let's pay Tony Blair, former Prime Minister, UK. There needs to be a global database for vaccinations. No, Tony. How about it's none of your damn business, and it's called medical privacy. You ever hear of medical privacy? You know, do the people at the World Economic Forum that are calling for all of us to stop eating meat for the sake of innovation and the environment that likely flew there? Forget if all the meat you eat in a lifetime is probably their private jet flight in terms of carbon emissions. You know, one country is now thinking about putting masks on cows, but you just can't make this stuff up. I told you how wrong Al Gore has been over the years on everything. Turns out he's made $330 million because of his climate alarmism. No wonder why he doesn't seem to give a rip that he sounds like an utter idiot, you know, about boiling oceans and rain bombs that are falling out of the sky. What is he talking about? You know, John Kerry confronted over his use of private jet, I fly commercial. That's just a lie. Sometimes he probably does, probably only for visual sake. If he wasn't such a class A hypocrite, nobody would give a rip. But he's a hypocrite, just like all these other people. They don't want, you know, they look at what they did to Germany. Look at what Al Gore was defending. What's that young girl's name? Greta Thunberg.
Thunberg.
Okay. I'm sure she's a nice girl. I'm not picking on a young person. I have no desire to do that. But Al Gore says she supports her belief that Germany should not fire up an old coal plant that they had. But meanwhile, Germany has a big problem. They gave in to their climate alarmist religious cult members years ago. And then they did multi-billion dollar deals to make that thug in Russia, that hostile actor, Vladimir Putin, rich by becoming fully and completely dependent on him and Russia, a hostile regime, for all of their energy needs. Well, now he's mad at them because they are supporting Ukraine. That, you know, of course, Vladimir Putin is killing innocent men, women, and children, and he invaded a sovereign country, et cetera, et cetera. Although, to be very blunt, Western Europe isn't doing enough, and I'm sick of that too. We shouldn't give another red cent until they match what we've done. Period. End of sentence. We should be done with this. Just like we should be done with these globalist organizations that waste our money, a fortune of it. It's unreal. What, you know, we sit back and we watch this and get lectured. Jamie Dimon, give this guy credit. JP Morgan Chase, oil and gas are here to stay. Thank you. And he said, let's be honest, Davos is an echo chamber. Thank you. You know, the costly stupidity of recycling religion. Years ago, this science writer in the New York Times magazine, recycling is garbage. It set a Times record for hate mail. But what he wrote was true, and it's even more true today, according to an article I read. He says, recycling is an industry that uses increasingly expensive labor to produce materials that are worth less and less. It would be smarter to just dump our garbage in landfills. And people think landfills are horrible polluters, but they're not. Regulations, occasional government regulations can be useful. Make sure that today's landfills have protective barriers so that they don't ever leak. Hopefully they do it right. We don't want to poison the air, water. I want clean water, clean air, like everybody else. You know, Barack Obama, their plan is for dirty air and dirty water. No, it's not. I like to drink clean water. I get up in the morning before I do anything else. I say my prayers and I drink a gallon of water. That's my routine. Then I go get beaten up by my sensei. And then I try to begin my day. It's insane. But this is where their head's at. And they don't care. And they don't care how much it costs you. The American people, we are paying the price for all of this. More, by the way, of America's largest companies are laying off workers. You know, the latest announcement, we have Microsoft saying Wednesday the company's going to cut 10,000 jobs. We previously heard about big job cuts at Amazon. By the way, after shares of Microsoft fell more than 20% during the past 12 months, Amazon is laying off 18,000 workers. Big banks are not immune. They're firing people left and right. Here's the first big test. Now, I'm going to make a prediction. I may be wrong, but I've talked to enough of my sources. And by the way, more on the economy, in case you're interested, as they push Green New Dealism and you don't eat meat and green everything. Yeah, what did I tell you about home prices? What did I say would happen to new construction in this country because of the Biden policies? I said it would come to a screeching halt. It has. What did I say would happen next? That the sale of pre-existing homes would come to a screeching halt. Let me read from the Washington Examiner today. Existing home sales have had their worst month since the housing crash of 2008. In December, sale of existing homes have fallen for 11 straight months. Sales in December, the worst month since 2008. And what did I say? What happened to home values? They will decline as well. That is happening also. Surging credit card default now, quote, according to Zero Hedge, is expected to have a catastrophic impact on the economy. Well, people can't pay their credit card debt because they're using credit cards for their bare necessities because of Biden inflation that costs the average household $10,000 a month. Never mind the new taxes on oil, gas, coal, your pension, and corporations. Literally hundreds of billions of dollars in new taxes, most of which will be paid for by people that make less than $400,000 a year. But nobody in the media will tell you Joe lied to you. We will. Oh, the repo man is back, too. Car loan delinquencies now have hit their highest level since the Great Recession. Look at this. Report says loans delinquent by more than 2 months increased. It jumped 26.7% from a year ago. People bought cars. They didn't expect it. Remember I told you a while back, a buddy of mine works at a food pantry in the town that I live in, and he's a cool guy. And I said, whenever you're really stuck, call me. I was, you know, if you're stuck, I'll donate whenever you need it. And actually, I was able to help him get a bigger place, you know, to store more stuff and do stuff. And I was glad to do it and blessed to do it. I never really talk about that stuff on the program, but I'm just making a point. And he says, you're not going to, Sean, you can't believe it. These are people in BMWs and people in Mercedes even and nice, you know, SUVs and beautiful pickup trucks. And he said they didn't do anything wrong. They're not gaming the system. They're just up to their eyeballs. They can't make ends meet. They can't make their car payment and buy food. They're stuck. It's so sad what's happening. Anyway, so Democrats, they want to get away from all that we've been talking about in terms of Joe Biden and the debt ceiling. I'm sorry, in the classified document issue by talking about the debt ceiling. Now, we have four separate locations, classified documents. We know that Zero Experience Hunter had access to all of this. This is insanity. You know, Biden has not taken a single question in more than a week about this. Then yesterday, Biden says, oh, I have no regrets over the classified documents. There's no there. Are you kidding me? No regrets? This is the same guy. Why? Why? After Mar-a-Lago. Why? How? How did this happen? How could this happen? So irresponsible. How? Why?
No regrets? Only when Trump does it. Why do you like that so much? It's not even a good imitation.
I don't know, but I said to Jason the other day, we have a whole whisper montage. I mean, the guy just whispers all the time.
Why?
It's so weird.
Why? How? How does this happen?
It's very similar to the Michael Jackson cookies and milk.
Cookies and milk and, you know.
The whole world should do it.
The whole world should do it. It's love. We're talking about love. God help the kids that got stuck in that bed. It's awful. It was awful. It's not normal. It's not normal for somebody to sleep with somebody else's kids.
I completely agree with you. 100%.
But it's what the whole world should do. What a weirdo.
Oh, I agree.
Anyway, he's a freak. He just was. And everyone worshipped him. I didn't get it. So anyway, they're going to try and shift topics and claim that the debt ceiling has been reached. It's not. We're not going to have a problem with the debt ceiling for a long period of time. U.S. Treasury, they are using their, quote, extraordinary measures. They can go on probably for as long as June before the debt ceiling really becomes a quote, big problem. But here's the problem we now have, and that is that Joe Biden and the White House, they said they refused to negotiate on the debt ceiling. Republicans ought not be negotiating against themselves. Mitch McConnell and Senate Republicans need to work with McCarthy and conservative Republicans, and all 222 members need to get on the same page. Now, I've been talking to many of these people, all backgrounds, all, you know, all the people that names you would know, all of them, many Freedom Caucus members. We love our Freedom Caucus, and I've been friends with these guys for a long time. They're on the same. They're going to get on the same page. They are going to be prepared. Now, The Hill had an article saying Democrats, you know, they're doing this on purpose. They want, quote, a clean debt ceiling bill with no financial responsibility associated with it. Republicans in the House, they ought not give in to that. And if the White House won't negotiate, if there's a debt ceiling problem about the faith and credit of the United States government, then go negotiate. You don't control them. They're willing to sit down with you right now. But what this article in The Hill rightly points out, Democrats are trying to find out if Republicans can come up with a unified position, and their general assumption is they're not going to be able to. They're expecting Republicans won't come together. I am predicting here and now that they will, because of my contact sources, all the names you heard of during the week that Kevin McCarthy, the 4 days of voting, blah, blah, blah. Now, one idea to this would be like the Budget Reduction Act. You might remember that spending ceilings were imposed on defense, non-defense spending to get a deal on the debt ceiling. That's history. That happened in 2011. The lesson many Democrats took from that is they don't want to do that because something called sequestration kicked in, and that negotiating with Republicans over the debt ceiling, they don't like it because there's going to be spending limits put on them. In other words, it's called fiscal responsibility. Now the Democrats are out there. They're actually saying the national debt is because it's not from raising the revenues that we need through taxes. They want more taxes. Joe Biden just raised taxes. Went into effect January 1st. Raised taxes on oil, gas, coal, your pension, corporations, $250 billion worth of taxes there. Corporations don't pay taxes. They pass the cost on to you, the consumer, for their goods and services. So understand what's happening here. They are saying they won't negotiate. They're not going to negotiate. Then there will be no deal. And the default will be on them, not on the Republicans. Put it that, it's that simple. Talk to Mike Waltz about that coming up in just a second. 800-941-SHAWN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. Man, we got so much going on today. Let me tell you one thing I didn't get to. President Biden was named in an October 2017 email found on Hunter's abandoned laptop in connection with the multi-billion-dollar deal to ship natural gas from the U.S. to China. Now, it's dated October 27th of that year. Louisiana attorney, guy by the name of Robert W. Fennett, according to the New York Post, told Hunter and his uncle, first brother, that he had secured a contract for them at a Houston energy company. I confirm I have requested the contact to be available for a call from Joe Biden and Hunter Biden on Monday morning. I've never talked to my son about his foreign business dealings. Anyway, Biden's now has a history of contacts with this group, but in the email, yeah, this is the deal with the CEFC energy company, the Chinese energy company. Congressman Mike Waltz, and you'll talk to an FBI agent, why I left the FBI, straight ahead as we continue this Friday.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to GoldCo and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, if you're looking for a firearm for home defense or something for shooting sports or hunting, you can't do better than a rifle or a shotgun from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, they have more than 200 models that you can choose from in a wide variety of calibers and finishes, all made in America and the finest craftsmanship I've ever seen. Henry's are reliable, they're affordable, and they're backed with their lifetime satisfaction guarantee. Just visit henryusa.com. You get to order their free catalog with free decals, and you're going to love this company. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.